Could you just tell us how are you feeling personally about the way the team's playing at the moment?
I think we're doing all right. I think we've had some ups and downs, but I think for the most part, you know, we're playing hard, executing, you know, here and there. But I think, you know, there's some things we want to clean up. For the most part, still happy. You know, we're in second place. So, you know, there's no need for me to be disappointed about too much.
Do you feel like you can start dominating the league at any stage, or is that just not going to be the way that this team progresses through this season?
I think we are, you know, poised and ready to continue to play well and go on a run here. But, you know, I think, you know, day in and day out, I don't think any team in the league is looking for me to say that they're going to get dominated. So, you know, I'll be smart with my words here and just say, I think, you know, we're ready to continue to keep taking steps forward. Like I said, we're already in pretty good shape at the moment. So I think if we continue to get better, then it'll just help things as far as the standings will go.
Is it scary to think that you could finish the season, scary for the rest of the league, that you could finish the season with a big run of home games?
Yeah, I think it's an advantage, right? You know, I think, you know, I was talking about this the other day. I think every team has their gripes, you know, no matter what situation you're in. I think every team can complain about something. And that's in life, right? Like everybody, no matter who you are, can complain about something. I'm sure we can all find something to have our gripes about. But, you know, we've been on this long road trip and we're making the most of it. You know, Scott kind of told us the best way he could that there's no more road and home games. Now we just play games. You kind of got to get your mind around playing your best every night. You know, you got to get yourself motivated. You have to get, you know, find your energy, find that own spark or whatever you have to call it to get up and play and play in those tight situations.
Has it been tough on the road? And realistically, like, how long do you think you could, continue to motivate yourselves in this environment?
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, it is what it is. Like, this is part of the job, being adaptive and flexible with the change of seasons. You know, I don't think anyone 2 years ago would have thought that COVID would still kind of have the vice grip on the world that it does. But, you know, it's the world we live in. And I don't think it's been too much of a hindrance. You know, I think we've been playing, you know, just as we've been playing. Obviously, it would help being home, and I would like to be back in Perth in my own apartment. But, you know, we're making the most of it, of what we can. You know, I'm pretty happy at the moment. I have no, you know, glaring complaints. So I'll be looking forward to coming back to Perth, but I'm not going to use this road trip as an excuse.
Thanks, Steve.
Can you talk to us about how teams are approaching yourself at the moment? They've obviously been honing in on both you and Bryce in an attempt to get the scoring down from the Wildcats perspective. They seem to be really honing in on you in the past couple of games. What have you noticed difference?
I don't know. I think, you know, just tighter gaps, different matchups, you know. Now it seems when we go smaller, they kind of, you know, tend to put, you know, keep the Antonius Cleveland's Jack White to me and try and hide the center on other players. But I don't know, man. I think, you know, teams are going to have to start preparing for our whole team because, you know, as you just saw, Mitch Norton just had 21. Luke just came off his best game of the season. So, you know, if Bryce and I can continue to be, you know, where the defense focus on and allow some of our other players to kind of get one-on-one matchups and open gaps, and, you know, by all means, I hope I can continue to do that. But, you know, I think teams, you know, are going to continue to be creative and do what they can to try and make it harder for us and our offense to score.
Is it difficult when you're being targeted as heavily as you are at the moment? I know you are targeted most of your life, but at the moment it feels like there's a little bit of a different way they're going through it.
Yeah, I mean, every team is different, and I'm sure Sydney is going to come up with some kind of creative thing to trap me or you know, have people in the lanes. But, you know, like, I mean, that's when you're a scorer and you're somebody that teams are going to focus on, that's something you have to expect, right? Like, you don't, this is an example, like, you don't ask Goulding, you know, how kind of how is he figuring it out? Like, that's just something as a scorer you expect to happen. And, you know, it's a sign of respect, I would assume, that you have that accountability and you have that target on your back. The team is like, we're going to stop these two guys or, have, you know, whatever the guys are on the team. So game in and game out, you know, we go through our game plan and our practice that week, and we try to find different little gaps and different things that ways that Coach Scott can use me to try and find, like, easier, you know, positions for me on the court and stuff. So, you know, I think the last couple of games have been, I want to say, low shooting games, but, you know, I haven't made all my shots. But at the end of the day, you know, real short memory. Keep firing, shoot to get hot, shoot to stay hot.
And what's been the discussion amongst the big blokes about the rebounding challenge that the entire team has given? You're not the biggest group going around. You're negative 34 against in rebounds in your past three games. It's obviously something that needs to be addressed. What have you said as a group?
Well, I mean, I guess I ask you. I mean, we're not that small. Like, you know, if you go down the list and look, we're that much smaller than Sydney, or not Sydney. I'm sorry, but Melbourne. You know, they have Joe. I mean, we have our whole team. We have Haji that's down there, Jook. Their four is my height. And you go up, Caleb is not that big. Golding doesn't rebound. And Dellavedova crashes, but he's not a big. You know, I love this narrative that we're not that big, but we're the same size as every team. We just don't rebound. We haven't rebounded yet. So you can watch that. We're the same size as everybody else. We just got to rebound better.
And how do you rebound better? We'll ask you in that way then.
Man, I mean, Scott's, I guess, blocking out. I mean, Scott's been on me pretty heavily this week about blocking out and just making sure a lot of the guys I'm on aren't flying in there, crashing. You know, I know Jack White got a big putback dunk in the game against us, and that was 100% my fault. So I think taking care of what I can take care of, you know, I can't speak for my other teammates at the direct moment, but – you know, putting some onus on myself. I know I can block out and make sure I can clear out space for my teammates. So if I don't get it, at least the foreman, the Cooks or Martin, whoever's running in there trying to get those putbacks or those rebounds and second chances aren't getting them.
Yeah, just, Vic, on those the gaps between games, you know, playing, you know, so few games at the moment. Obviously had the big layoff earlier in the year, but how hard is that, you know, to find consistency considering, you know, it's been a bit of a trend, the up and down kind of nature, big quarters, low scoring quarters. Is that, you know, contributing to struggling to find that consistency?
No, I don't think so. I would have loved to have played more games. I mean, we were stuck in Tasmania for, what is that, a month? And we didn't play Tasmania one time in that month. We didn't play New Zealand once, so... I there's a lot we can say, right? Like I can sit here and go through my gripes, right? Like everybody, I could go through the list of it, but you deal with it as you can deal with it, right? And at the moment, you know, we're pissed about it because we're sitting on this loss for however many days we're doing it. But if we won, then I, you know, maybe we'd be talking about something different, right? So, you know, I think there's gonna definitely come in a period where we're playing, you know, four games in like 10 days or whatever, or 8 days. And I hope you have the same question of, are you guys on fire now because you're playing games so quickly? So hopefully it turns, but nah, I wouldn't use that as an excuse. You know, now that we have the time, it's time for us to get our bodies right, mentally get prepared, get locked in, and, you know, get focused on Sydney Kings.